to Accountability Talks with AGA. I'm your host, Paul Marshall. All right, well, today we have a guest who attended our AGA NLT just recently in February, and that is Chandler Bumgarner. Chandler, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you, Paul?
Doing good, doing good. All right, well, so you were one of the scholars that got one of the scholarships. You're currently in school, so why don't we just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Chandler. I'm from Taylorsville, North Carolina, which is a very rural county. I go to Western Carolina University. I'm a senior accounting and finance double major and going to hopefully get a full-time job after I graduate, and then I'm going back to Western Carolina to get my MPA.
All right. So, as I said, you won one of the scholarships to attend the NLT, and, my first question for you is, kind of what were your goals or expectations before you went to the conference?
Yeah. So my goals was just to get as much information from a lot of those leaders in government and bring it back to, hopefully wherever I end up working after graduation. And then also bring a lot of the ideas back to my leadership organizations here on campus, because we're trying to change a lot of things that we do within those leadership organizations. And I wanted to get as much information as possible so I can leave them better off than, the way that I found it.
All right. And, obviously, comparing your expectations to reality, how do you feel it went? Did you pick up some good knowledge to bring back?
Oh yeah, for sure. One of the big things that I got was about the blind spots, the opening session on the second day, because it really spoke to how a lot of people in our organizations are kind of running, and I was able to bring back some ideas, and they're going to implement it next year. I had this idea in the middle of the conference of having a leadership summit for all the leaders across our honors college. And so that way they get connected with each other, because we have about five different leadership organizations. And so that way they're all getting connected with each other and they know each other. And so more people within those organizations get more engaged, because right now a lot of members are not engaging in the program, and they're doing just the bare minimum to get by. And so I definitely brought back a lot. And then I was also able to take in as much information for, in the future and job world. Whenever I get a job, I went to the internal control session, and it was very interesting because the internships I've had in the past, they've been trying to do some new things with their internal controls because they just don't have a lot of resources to be able to implement them. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, for sure. And so tell me a little bit more about, you said you're serving in multiple organizations, kind of leadership organizations. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So I'm a Princeton Honors College student ambassador. So we recruit our focus is recruitment and retention for students in the Honors College. I also serve as the community service co-director on the Princeton Honors College board of directors. And so those are just two of the leadership organizations within the Honors College. And so I can see, being on both, how little each of those organizations talk to each other, and they really don't know what is going on between the two organizations. And it's very important because those are probably the two largest leadership organizations in the Honors College. And so for them to not really know what each other is doing is kind of a problem. So being able to go there and then bring back these ideas, go to our dean and be like, hey, this is an idea that I had from the conference, and for her to really love it and implement that was really great.
Yeah, it's awesome. So just a couple of questions about, yourself and school here. So just something that I've noticed a lot is that a lot of universities don't really have any specific classes for government accounting. I mean, plenty of commercial mm-hmm. accounting. Is that true where you are as well?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. The only one that we have at Western Carolina is a graduate level course, and it's just one class and that's it. You can take it as an undergrad because we have the accelerated bachelor's to master's program, but I didn't take advantage of that while I was here. So I wasn't able to get involved in these government classes. I'm taking right now, a public administration class, which is a political science course, but it translates a lot to government accounting because we're going over budgeting right now in that class. But for specific accounting and finance classes, it's not really the case with where you can learn more about government financial management.
Right. So did you say you have already been an intern at a government organization?
Yes, I have. I've had three summer internships with Burke County in North Carolina, and I worked within their finance department.
So I'm guessing that's pretty much where you've picked up some of the governmental accounting as opposed to, you know, taking classes on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely different. People don't realize that, you know, because that kind of leads me to the next question, you know, is are you interested at some point in getting some kind of certifications, either a CPA, CGFM, anything like that?
Yeah, I've been looking at certifications a lot more recently. I don't know about the CPA right now. I'm still up in the air if I want to do that. If I do, I probably won't do it until like probably 2-3 years after I've got my graduate degree. I'm looking more at the CGFM, and then I'm also looking at the North Carolina Government Financial Officers Association certification, just because many leadership and management roles in North Carolina require at least a CPA or the NCGFOA certification. So those would be like the two most marketable ones. I know the CGFM would be really good because when I was at the conference, I was able to talk to the people at the CGFM booth, and they like said that it's basically as marketable as a CPA. So I've been looking at those two, or those three rather.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, and as you can see, they don't really teach much of it in school. So the certification kind of shows that, you know, what you're talking about, right? So,
yeah.
So going back to the conference itself, the trainings, the NLT, so you talked about some of the sessions that you enjoyed. Also, you know, was there somebody kind of there assigned to help you guys out, like a mentor or somebody to kind of walk you around, introduce you to folks?
Yeah, we were all nine scholars was assigned an individual mentor. And I had Michael, and he was really great because he was the treasurer of AGA for this year. And so it was really nice, like, you know, get to know him. And then he introduced me to like a lot of the other people that's on the executive board for AGA. And so I was able to meet the president, Gwen, because he introduced us to her. And so it was really nice because he also went with me to some of my sessions and showed me around the area, because I know I probably would have got a little bit lost had he not done that, because some of the rooms were in a lot of different places I couldn't remember after our orientation. And so it was really good to, you know, just have him sit next to me at times and then just show me around the place.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. He's the national treasurer this year. So actually, I think he was on a podcast not too long ago as well. So he's very active. So, yep, happy to hear that. Yep. So, you know, so you've been to the NLT. I was going to ask you, you know, would you recommend this to other students? And if so, what would you kind of say to them to make them interested in participating?
I would definitely recommend it to other students because I came back after the conference. Luckily, I had like spring break right after the conference. So, you know, I had time to like, you know, think back at everything that I did. And I came back with like, you know, really good things to say because I just enjoyed it so much. I took so much information back, and also being able to build that network between myself and other professionals in, you know, government, and then also between other people, other students that's around the country. That was like, you know, invaluable, especially in the business world. So I would definitely recommend it because, you know, you get to network with a lot of different individuals. And then also you just learn a lot about, like, you know, leadership and how to be a good leader, which is really great because whenever you do get into the workforce, you can just know a lot more about this. So you can feel prepared whenever you get into a leadership or management style or role.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of that, so, you know, you'll be graduating soon here. You know, what's your kind of career path you're interested in right now? Or have you thought much about that? You know, what kind of work would you like to get into?
Well, that's a good question. I started applying to, you know, jobs recently. Burke County, where I've interned at, they have two positions open right now. And so I'm applying to those jobs. I've also been looking at, more, university roles. Like there's a business officer position in our student accounts office here at Western Carolina. So I've been looking at that, just trying to figure out what I want to do while I get my MPA, because just I don't want to be too overworked, especially if I'm getting my graduate degree. But just thinking back at what I've done in the past and what I really enjoyed from my past internships.
Right. So are you going to get that? Is that a full-time or are you going to do a part-time program?
Probably full-time. And then for MPA, I'd probably do a little bit of part-time, just so that way I'm not too, like I said, overworked with school and work and other, personal life.
Right, right. No, that's good. Then you're kind of getting all that done early. And, once you get it all done, you can kind of move forward. That's great. Yeah. I always encourage, you're going to be learning throughout your whole work career. It doesn't really end after school. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
But especially if you get certifications and things like that, you'll be studying for tests. You'll be, but I don't know. I think it makes you a better candidate for jobs, and you really know what you're talking about. So, yeah. Well, I just had one more question for you. So, as far as AGA goes, do you have a local chapter, or do you think you would be participating more in with the AGA chapters here in the future?
Oh yeah, for sure. I do have a local chapter. It's the Triangle chapter in Wisconsin. So it's located all the way in Raleigh, which is a pretty far distance from me, especially, here at school, it's about 6-hour drive. Home, I think it's about 4-hour drive. So it's hard to get involved over there. But I can see myself getting more involved in and with AGA here in the future, especially after the conference. I know at the conference, I heard someone say that Charlotte might be getting one at some point, which would be really great for me because I'm only an hour and a half from Charlotte when I'm at home. So I'd probably get more involved with that chapter if it was to open up and become a thing. But I definitely want to continue to stay involved with AGA because everyone that I met there at the conference, they were great. They were very nice and welcoming and made me feel they wanted me there and they really enjoyed having me there. So I want to get involved as involved as I can with AGA for sure.
Yeah. And that reminds me, I guess I never really asked you though, how did you find out about AGA, the NLT, the scholarship, who introduced you to all that?
Oh gosh. I think it was my English class that I had to take over this. I took over the summer at a community college and we had to write a paper about, our future careers. At this point, I've had two internships with Burke County, and I knew that I wanted to do government. After the first internship, I knew government was the path that I really wanted to go on. Corporate accounting just really never was never for me and never really spoke to me, but government really did. And so I was writing this paper and I was trying to find as much information about government accounting. And I looked it up and there was the Association of Government Accountants. And I looked more into it. And then I realized that I had a professor up here who had a publication in the magazine. And so I got a membership just so I could read the article so I could put it into my paper. And I've been a member ever since. I got the email, I think it was my junior year for the NLT scholarship, and it was too late for me to apply for it because it was due within 2 weeks. And I was like, let me apply next year. And so that's why I did it this year. So I had it on my radar and I kept looking at the page every so often so that way I could apply for it because I really wanted to get involved with AGA. I just wanted to see what it was like. And so that's how I came to know AGA.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm happy that the resources were easy to find out there. And you're right. There really aren't too many other associations for government accounting, especially, federal, state, local, all the way across. There are some, state kind of associations, I think you mentioned, I'm very happy you found us and happy you had the opportunity to come to DC for the conference, the training, and definitely hope you'll stay in there and maybe give us an update a couple years from now. Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us today. And and I'll go ahead and wrap it up here. And again, this was Accountability Talks with AGA. And this is Paul Marshall signing us off.